Welcome to the RBI podcast.
Hello, my name is Martin Schreiber and I'm happy to record this podcast for our blog Discover CEE. Today, I welcome Veronika Lammer from the Markets and Investment Banking Division at RBI. She's been dealing with capital market developments and market research as financial analyst for many years and was also a portfolio manager for a long time. She thinks it is a pity that, unlike men, women are still often hesitant to take advantage of the opportunities offered by the financial markets and would like, together with other female financial experts, advise women on tools to actively shape their financial matters. Veronika, in addition to your work as retail research manager at RBI, you are also an honorary member of the advisory board of Fonds Frauen in Austria. Could you start by briefly explaining who the ladies at Funds Women are and what they want to achieve?
Now, the Funds Women, as you call it, the Fonds Frauen, is a women's network which was founded in Germany and is active in the German financial, in the German-speaking financial industry. So this is why we have this German word Fonds Frauen. The Fonds Frauen were founded in 2015, as I said, in Germany, and are in Austria active since 2018. And they are also active in Switzerland and in Luxembourg. And our main goal is to support women's careers and to promote equal opportunities and diversity. In Austria, we also have on top of our list the topic of financial literacy for women.
Okay, so why is it that so many women still find it difficult to invest in the capital markets? What do you think are the biggest obstacles?
Yeah, this is a very complex issue. On the one hand, the financial market is sometimes perceived as shady, dubious. Nothing most women want to get in touch with. This cliché was reinforced by films such as Wall Street or The Wolf of Wall Street, but also, of course, by the financial crisis. On the other hand, the stock market in particular is seen as very risky. Here too, the media play a major role because they often only report on the stock market when prices are falling sharply and do not show the positive long-term performance. So if you only consume this information, the capital market really doesn't look attractive, but like the playground of money-grabbing crooks. And women do not want to play around with their money. They normally are risk-aware. And I say risk-aware on purpose, not risk-averse. This is a big difference. Risk-aware means they want to understand and be able to assess the risk they are taking. Risk-averse means they want to avoid risk. Additionally, women often think it takes large sums to invest in the capital market, and many women leave the issue of financial provisions to their male partners. And this is why one motto of our workshop is, a man is not a financial plan.
And in order to move from talk to action, the Fonds Frauen have now launched the Fit for Finance workshop. What do you want to achieve?
We want to offer objective and easy to understand information to as many women as possible. As soon as women get more information on how financial markets work in reality and understand the importance of financial markets for our economy, namely matching savings of households and investment needs of companies and the public sector, they are less reluctant. The next step is to provide them with some basic rules, like the need to diversify their investments, and on the one hand over time, but also over products, and to define their own risk capacity and willingness to take risk. So our workshops Fit for Finance, this is a series of free workshops which we offer to other women's networks for free. In the first workshop, we concentrate on the topics as I talked about. In the second workshop, we talk about the most common investment products, so like bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and exchange-traded funds. And in the third workshop, we explain how a security account works and what you need to open an account and become able to buy securities. And we talk about sustainable investments because women are very interested in this topic. I personally think that financial education should be part of our school education, not only the investment side, but also, and very importantly, the credit side.
Well, having heard what you said right now about the plan of this of these workshops, I think I could learn quite a lot in those workshops as well.
Maybe you're welcome.
Even if I'm a man, I can join.
Of course you can.
I think I will. Thank you. So now let's assume that women are listening to us who do not yet own any securities and are now perhaps inspired to take this first step into an investment. What is the advice you'd have for them?
They should build up a basic knowledge, even if it takes a little time. And they should start with small amounts, because real life is always a bit different than theory. So learning by doing is important. And in any case, the first step is to be clear about one's financial situation. How much can I invest each month? Don't forget the liquidity reserve. This has always to be kept aside. It should cover the cost of living for 3 to 4 months. And Corona showed us again how important this is. What risk do I want and what risk can I take? So what price fluctuations can my nerves handle and what price fluctuations can I financially afford? Do I need the money at a certain point in time or do I save up as a precaution? Based on these general conditions, one can decide which form of investment is right. And diversification is a must from the beginning. One should not pursue a fancy investment idea, maybe from some friend, but buy a broadly diversified fund, for example. Since a lot of money is currently flowing into the topic of sustainability, it could be a good idea to buy a sustainable fund.
Well, thank you, Veronica. I think especially what you said last is a perfect teaser for joining the workshop. I'm sure there's lots of information to be gained there. And I'm very curious to be listening in. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was an RBI podcast. Thanks for listening. Until next time.